Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Muhammad Bamin. I'll be with you till 8 p.m. You are on the Sanha program, and with me online we have is Marana Bilal. Marana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Wa to yourself, Marana, as well as your listeners. Now we hope that you are all well.
Marana, how are you this evening?
Alhamdulillah, I'm in the same.
Marana, we welcome you to the SANA program. We see that the South African National Halal Authority, also known as SANA, is an international non-profit organization representing the Muslim Ummah on all matters pertaining to the general application of the term halal with specific reference to Islamic dietary laws. SANA's membership comprises of leading theological bodies and leading professional organizations of global repute. SANA has been established as a representative authority which promotes professionalism and excellence in the certification of halal food and other related products. Our organization is amongst the founder members of the World Halal Council and enjoys international recognition from both Muslim countries and broader global communities. This is a phone-in program. The number to dial is 011-854-1548. That's 011-854-1548. Marana, we see that in your guys' last news and events bulletin, there's something to do about partnership to promote Cape Halal tourism. What is it all about?
Okay, from time to time, SANA does partner with the strategic partners in the industry, especially in the food-related industries, to promote halal, to make halal, obviously, as per our mandate or mission statement, to promote halal and professionalism in the halal industry. So this is another one of those initiatives where we have partnered with this organization on this initiative to make halal again. Cape Town is a halal hub. You know, in fact, if you do Google search about Cape Town being one of the top halal destinations in the world, we've been promoting tourism in South Africa as well. And also because there are so many Muslim visitors to our country, and especially to Cape Town, with the rich heritage there, the Muslim heritage going back over 300 years, halal being one of those aspects, we have partnered with these people to ensure that the food or the claim made about halal can be verified and is genuine claim.
Marana, we know that also in our country we have this thing of whenever we go to weddings and other places, then people tend to waste. And we see that an Irish hotel is going to tackle this waste through portion size and food box options. Marana, does that have to do anything with, when you order, you have your small, medium and large sizes?
Well, I'm not sure about the exact story, but definitely waste is in Islam. There is no place for it. It's also one of my colleagues mentioned to me the other day that we find one is the aspect of halal, the other is the aspect of wastage. That in some of the Arab countries, they've done an estimation that generally the wastage in the food industry is about 50% in those Muslim countries. But in Ramadan, the wastage goes up to as high as 55%.
No. Also, Marana, there's another app to reduce waste in the United Arab Emirates. Donate food to the needy. That's sad coming from a Muslim country that you still have to reduce waste. If we have so much extra, we should have given it to the poor.
Definitely. And alhamdulillah, and also, although we are not specifically the poor mandate, we do not deal with charity. Alhamdulillah, there are many other Muslim organizations that do deal with that. But again, in promoting halal businesses, in promoting halal, it does address this dire problem of poverty and the lack of means, the lack of employment and so forth. Alhamdulillah, that is addressed through SANA. Although that's not the primary objective, it is also addressed at SANA. Alhamdulillah, we do subsidize many businesses and we do assist many Muslim, home industries, home caterers and so forth.
Well, just a message that has come in, they've asked, is the, just 1 minute here, the Beacon chocolate slave assorted, is that halal?
Beacon chocolate slave, most of them are halal suitable. There is, however, one variant, which is the Beacon jelly tops, the one with the, it's got some jellies inside, right, that does have come in. It's a jelly tots bacon chocolate, and it's not the original jelly tots variant.
CG.
It's a very new variant. The name slips on right now, but it does come and clearly mention in the ingredient. Please look out for it.
So another one is roses flavored cordial assorted. All the assorted cordials from the roses.
Yes, that is an alcohol that may be used.
Well, another one is Alpen Nutrific cereal.
Is it also halal suitable?
Okay. The number to call is 011-854-1548. That's 011-854-1548. Well, I'll come to a question again. Someone asks, is the Cadbury chocolate slabs all halal? Mona, welcome back to the program. Mona, we have we have two callers online. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Ji Apa, what's your query? Assalamu alaikum.
My query is Aquafresh toothpaste.
Aquafresh toothpaste, yes, they are halal suitable. You may utilize them.
Jazakallah, brother. The Aquafresh is halal suitable. Let's go to our next caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, Marana, looks like we have lost the caller. Marana, another question that comes to mind, Crystal Valley feta cheese and the Crystal Valley, the Gouda and the cheddar cheese, are those halal suitable?
Yes, they are halal suitable. There's no problem with that.
Okay. We see that on your guys' news and events page again, coming back, that between the 26th of February to the 2nd of March, there was something, the Gulf Food 2017, that was held in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates.
Again, all of these fairs or exhibitions, they are aimed at promoting halal. And as we know, the world is one village now, it's globalization. And the Arab countries are now, you know, they're finally waking up, so to say, there is a need for halal certification. Now they actually are going to other countries and auditing other halal halal certification bodies to ensure the certificates of the products that do enter the Middle East countries actually conform to halal requirements. So, you know, again, to promote halal worldwide, there are these exhibitions happening, especially in the Middle East nowadays.
Okay. Well, now we have one caller line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is mouthwash. Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Assalamu alaikum.
Listerine mouthwash.
Listerine mouthwash, you've got two different variants.
Like halal.
You've got the Listerine Zero variant, which does not have any alcohol. Yes, you can use that. That is halal suitable.
See. We have another call online. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I'm calling here regarding the achar. I don't know which achar is halal, because I didn't find achar that has a sanha sticker, so I don't know which one is halal.
Well, in fact, there will be many brands that are certified by Sena. Achar being a very neutral product, most of the achar brands or products could be halal. However, obviously, in today's world, you cannot give any universal assurance. What we would do at Sena is we would look at individual products, evaluate the product on its own merits. And generally, the only thing or the only ingredient that we could find problematic here is if it's somehow flavored, to ensure consistency in the taste, or it does contain preservatives.
Well, normally this brother asked about the achar. I know normally the achar is made out of mangoes or carrots, and that's why.
Yes, again, the only ingredients that I mentioned would be critical would be if there's some flavoring added, which happens nowadays across the industry, and the preservatives as well.
Another question coming in, the clover, the classic custard, the classic range, that is the custard and the smooth yogurts.
Yes, that is halal suitable. The yogurts are also halal suitable from clover. Clover is not to be confused with banan. Many a times, myself also when I started with Sena, I did have this confusion between banan and clover because, at one time they were one company, but they are no longer one company.
Jazakallah, Mawlana. Mawlana, also another event that is coming up now in April, we see that it's the 8th Halal Certification Bodies Convention for 2017 that's happening in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. What's that all about?
Again, it's liaising with our partners, the other halal certifiers worldwide. You know, the ultimate goal is that every halal body in the world should be reputable, should be transparent, and if we can't, you know, become one body, then at least we should have common standards. So that is why the halal certifiers meet, and obviously when you liaise with other people, when you interact and you network with them, then you come to know your deficiencies or you come to know your strengths as well. And it's all this is geared at, you know, continually improving our service to the Ummah.
Okay. Well, the Parmalat's steady stumpy flavored low-fat milk assorted.
Yes, there is 35% please look for this and all over on that socks.
The Pick and Pay puff or short crust pastry.
Pick and Pay, we can only give you an assurance if the product does have our logo. If it does not, Pick and Pay outsources the manufacturing to a company not certified us.
Another one that comes in, the McCain Garden Mix. I know we get the different variants of the McCain products. Yeah, they want to know if the Garden Mix, is that halal?
Yes, if it is made in South Africa, it should have the SANA logo on the product. McCain products manufactured in South Africa are generally certified bars.
And Danny Pasta Sauce Assorted.
Could you please spell that for me?
Danny, D-E-N-N-Y.
Okay, that's not approved by SANA.
That's not approved by SANA. Marana, another question that comes about is that coming to SANA and so many different halal bodies in South Africa, if we have to say, wow, how strict is SANA when it comes to the halal certificate? How strict it is if you need to acquire a certificate?
Well, SANA has a set of requirements. Obviously, the requirements in terms of the Sharia, you know, in terms of the ulama or the fatwa board, the members of the fatwa board of SANA, they have given us an outline of the criteria of what is halal and what is haram. And every establishment that you certify or the products must comply with those requirements. You know, being strict or not, I think that's an arbitrary consideration. What we do try and do is, you know, as far as possible, take the ruling. You could say the strictest ruling. That is also the most practical in today's life, in today's time, and that also facilitates halal and makes halal available for everyone.
Well, now we have one call online. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I'd like to query a product called Viral Med Pro Bio.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that brand. It could be a probiotic. In this case, we would need to look at you know, what form the probiotic comes in, and you know, where it is grown, where it's taken from. We'll need to look further into the product for you. I would suggest you please contact our offices. We have this facility where we will assist you. We'll contact the manufacturer on your behalf and get the necessary information to determine whether it's halal or not.
Okay, and the Oral-B 35 toothbrushes?
Oral-B toothbrushes are halal, so you may use them.
Okay, Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Another question coming in, the INJ burgers and the INJ crispy crumbed hake fillet.
Okay, SANA only approves of the INJ fish products made in South Africa. The burgers, that's probably the beef patties, that is not approved by SANA. At one time it was certified, but no longer. It's about 2 years now that we no longer certify the INJ burgers.
Okay. Well, the Nando sauces, the assorted that you get, I think the hot and then the piri and all the different variants of the Nando sauces.
The sources are halal suitable.
Okay. Another question coming in. The fruit tree orange squash.
That product is halal suitable as well.
And sea harvest fish fingers.
Sea harvest, the processed products, unfortunately, the company hasn't given us disclosure of the ingredients, full disclosure, so we cannot give you any assurance for them.
Someone asked, Amarana, assalamu alaikum, is a Melrose cheese halal?
Melrose cheese products, yes, they are all halal suitable. Obviously, there is one bacon flavor, which would not be, but the remaining variants are halal suitable.
Okay. Well, now, again, going through your events page, we see that the SANA will be at the Hartley Fair, which is taking place between the 29th of April to the 1st of May 2017. Also another one in South Africa, we see that's between the 25th and the 27th of June, that's Africa's Big Seven. What is this Africa's Big Seven about?
Okay, these are people that want to promote their products in the South African market. So it's all the different companies that send their representatives to the Africa Big Seven to promote their products. And we then meet them there, network with them, and expose them to the halal market as well. Because eventually those products are going to filter down to the community, to the Muslim community. And, you know, before it even comes to the market, we would like to give the Muslim community some type of assurance.
Okay. Well, now we have another call online. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam. Can you tell me what is gluten and what gluten is halal?
Okay, so gluten is a derivative of wheat. It comes from wheat, and there's no problem with wheat, therefore gluten is halal.
Oh, okay. Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam. Jazakallah. Another question coming out. The Rainbow Simply Chicken Viennas assorted all the different variants of Rainbow Simply Viennas. Well, is that halal?
Those products are not approved by SENA. The raw material or the what we would call the MDM, the mechanically deboned meat taken from chickens, that is imported into South Africa from South America. Poultry from South America, when we have gone to South America, we've noticed many problems with those abattoirs. We would definitely not give any assurance for that.
Well, another one is the Nola range of mayonnaise, the regular and the other one that they have, the Tangy.
Yeah, both of those are halal suitable.
Okay. Well, I think we have another call online. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
Jiapa, you can go ahead.
Is Galaxy Gum halal?
Galaxy Gum from Turkey. At the moment, we cannot give you any assurance for them.
And pastas?
Also from Turkey.
Pakistan.
Okay, what are the brand name?
Jia?
What is the brand name of the product?
Pastas.
Pastas.
Okay. Pastas, I'm not sure about the product. If you could please forward us the details to the office, we'll look into it further for you.
And Maynard gums?
Maynard gums, some do have gelatin, some do not. Please look in the ingredient disclosure on the packaging.
Okay.
The ones without gelatin, those you may enjoy.
Okay. Jazakallah.
Well, another call. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, looks like we have lost it, caller. Well, another question coming in. Pomelet yogurts, are those halal?
Pomelet yogurts, recently we've had a lot of queries about the pomelet yogurts. Basically, what has happened is in 2010 already, Pomelet had introduced a stabilizer, which was a gelatin-based stabilizer. So the gelatin was taken from animals, not slaughtered by Muslims. Thus, we withdrew our certification at that time. We haven't given approval for Pomelet yogurts in about 6 or 7 years.
Sure. Well, coming to the Take 5 juices, are those halal?
Take 5 juices are halal, so too, yes.
And there's another product that's on the market. The name of the company is The Kitchen, and they have salad dressings. Are those halal?
I think the consumer is referring to the Inner Palmen's range of products. Yeah, our approval of those products are very selective. Please to give us a call at the office so we can check for you.
Well, someone is asking, baby food, coming to baby food purity, is that halal suitable?
Purity baby products, only the non-meat flavored variants, so those are approved by us, and not the meat flavored variants.
Okay, so that would be all the vegetables and the fruits?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and pick and pay the whole peeled tomatoes, I'm sure that should be halal.
Yes, plain tomatoes, there will be no problem with that.
Okay. Marana, also on your guys page, you guys have something about diet and cancer that's on the news and events block. This diet and cancer, we know that your diet, because of the diet, many of us, what we eat, that's the sicknesses we get. What's this diet and cancer about?
No, I think definitely, and this is something which has been proven, that if you eat certain types of foods, then eventually, we know that this world, although everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most definitely it's in His hands, but Allah has made this world a world of cause and effect. and also from the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, that he would eat meat once in the blue moon. He would not he was not a person who ate a lot of meat. So our habits in eating, and we are trying to educate the ummah, and to come back to the moderate way of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We eat according to the way he has taught us, then inshallah it will save us from all of these different types of ailments.
Well, jazakallah for your time. The time is now exactly 5 to 8. Inshallah, we hope to speak to Maulana again next week.
Inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khairan again for allowing us.
Well, before you go, I think we can just give us the contact details of the Sana offices. If anybody has any queries during the week, what numbers should they call?
Okay, you can get hold of us on our outline number, which is 0861-786-111. You can send us an email as well, theoutline@sana.org.za. Please see us or check us out on our social media pages. That is South African National Halal Authority on Facebook, Sana_Halal on Twitter, and we have an Instagram feed as well.
Jazakallah, Maulana. We appreciate Maulana's time that Maulana has taken to come and speak to us. Inshallah, we will speak to Maulana next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.